Alpine Lock, this is Tammy. How can I help you?
Hi, is Tiffany around?
She is. Hold on one second.
Thank you.
This is Tiffany. How can I help you?
Hi, Tiffany. This is Gabe with Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. I wanted to get a hold of you here based on your web registration. I want to say from last Monday, you had made an online inquiry. Do you have a couple minutes to talk now?
I do.
Okay, great.
Just sat down, so if they try and snag me, I apologize beforehand. But yes,
okay,
I have a minute.
No problem. So it looks like you guys are maybe looking at bringing on some equipment and capital. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What kind of equipment were you guys looking to bring on there?
Well, we just bought two new Chrysler vans, and so we're expanding our fleet. We need two in addition to that, but we do have, you know, the two brand new ones, and so that's kind of where we're at with that as far as the equipment goes. We did sign on those on Friday.
Okay.
They did approve us up to four, but we took two. We're just in the expansion mode right now, so we purchased the building adjacent to our current storefront, and that's going under construction. We're interviewing new applicants, and so we do have quite a few things in the works right now. As you know, we're growing from what we've been for the last 30 years and taking on a lot of the mechanical side is getting a little bit older for us, and we still maintain mechanical locks, but we're also moving into the electronic locks now,
right,
which
absolutely
tend to be a different ball game. So
okay, so it looks like you guys got the vans. Is there? Did you have a figure in mind as far as how much capital you're looking to bring on here?
I do. I have an existing loan out that I would like to pay off. It's $94,000.
Okay.
Today, I was offered by someone that wanted to do second position. They said $28,000 for second position, but I'm not really interested in the second position standpoint.
Right.
So I know 94 is a lot, especially when they expect you to net 50% of it in a lot
right
of instances.
And
so
who is that balance with the 94,000?
Swift Capital.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What kind of term length did they offer you?
12 months.
12 months. Okay.
Yeah.
And
I'm paying $24.97 a week, I believe.
Okay. And how much did the business do last year in gross annual sales?
$916,000.
Okay. Alrighty. What do you think you're going to be on track for this year?
I'd say we're going to top it. You know, our busy season's coming up, and so usually we peak from May to September-ish. We do have our steady monthly sales, but we also do have quite a lot more in the summer months, and we have a
right
lot of big jobs in the work. So our goal is $1.2 million this year. That's our goal. I feel like we're on track to beat last year for sure, but we would love to exceed it by, you know, several hundred thousand if we can.
Right. And, okay, if we could pay off that existing Swift Capital loan and net you another $90,000, is that something that you would be looking to do there for the business, or?
If it's reasonable, you know, I know number-wise, when I think about it, it's pretty straightforward. If we got a longer term, say we got 24 months, and we were
right
in the, you know, it would balance out to be the same thing over, you know, the course of 24 months. So I'm okay with that.
Right.
But I would want to make sure that it's feasible for my company and
no,
not
absolutely
put us in a strenuous situation.
Yeah.
The other thing is as far as, and I completely spaced it, My husband is my business partner as well. He is in talks with one of our competitors right now. Our competitor had some property that was bought out from him. And so he is trying to close his doors down on his business. And so he's willing to sell us all of his business. I don't know if you guys do anything like that, but he's actually selling it for a really reasonable price, $150,000, because he's made his money in his land, and he's just trying to move. So
just kind of liquidating. Okay. Well, yeah, I'd like to see if potentially a payoff, because it sounds like you're not interested in a second position. You know, I'd like to see if we could do a first position and wipe that out, try and get you an extended term of, you know, around... 2 years, maybe even longer. We do have programs that go up to 3 years in certain circumstances. So if you'd like, I can shoot you off an email there with kind of what we need to see what we can do. And, yeah, we usually get an answer within 1 to 2 days, and we just look at a few items, look at some business bank statements, and then first page from your tax return, one-page application, pretty straightforward stuff.
Okay. But, perfect. And do you guys have a website?
Yeah, of course. Bankofcardiff.com.
I know I was probably on there, but in my due diligence, I want to make sure that
no
I
problem.
Review all the information.
Yeah, of course. Check it out. Check out our reviews.
Okay, perfect.
But, I'll go ahead and I'll shoot you off that email, and then it'll just kind of outline all the information we need to proceed and see if we can do anything on your file. And it'll also have my contact information, direct dial, if you have any questions for me here. Alrighty?
Okay. Perfect. I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it was nice speaking with you, Tiffany. And I'll get that email sent out to you here shortly, and we'll see what we can do for you. Okay?
Okay. Perfect.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
You have a nice day.
You too.
Bye. Take care.